That momentum was now increased by the fact that in North Africa there were great yeshivas, there were great rabbis. It meant that you could go to where opportunity was without really sacrificing religiously a great deal. And therefore that further undermined the Babylonian Jewish community. The Babylonian Jewish community, we see from the letters of the times, became an older community. It became a community of people who were well established, but younger people, people who didn't have much, adventurous people, and even people adventurous in the spiritual sense, who were looking for a new style of learning, who were looking for new rabbeim, who were people always look for something new. They began to move to North Africa. And that is how, within the space of a century, almost 150,000 Jews arrived in North Africa. And the Jewish communities built themselves. The great rabbis of the Jewish community in North Africa, aside from those whom we mentioned, was Rabbeinu Chananel, the son of Rabbeinu Hushiel. Rabbeinu Chananel, who was the Rav in Kairouan. Rabbeinu Chananel wrote a commentary to the entire Talmud. We have excerpts, fragments of it. We don't have the entire commentary. But the great rabbis of the early Middle Ages did have his commentary before them. And much of their commentary is based upon his commentary. Rashi, for instance, in his great commentary to the Talmud, bases many things that he says upon Rabbeinu Chananel's pioneering work. And even though Rabbeinu Chananel's commentary is not Rashi's commentary, no one equaled Rashi. Rashi was just a gift from heaven that never came before and has never come since. But the groundwork for such commentaries began to exist now. Rabbeinu Chananel was part of it. Rabbeinu Chananel built a tremendously large yeshiva in Kairouan, and he was enormously influential. Rabbeinu Chananel had an influence on one of the great men of not only North African Jewry, but one of the great men of all the history of the Jewish people, the famous Rabbeinu Yitzchok of Fez, Alfasi, from Fez, the Alphas. He's called the Rif, Reish Yud Fei, standing for Rabbeinu Yitzchok Fasi. Fasi meaning from Fez, from Morocco. And the Rif is one of the most interesting people in Jewish history. The Rif also lived over 100 years. And he had generations of disciples, five distinct generations of disciples, because he had a yeshiva at the age of 20. So for 80 years he ran a yeshiva. So his influence spanned not only that century, but later centuries. And in Fez, he built the Jewish community. He built the Jewish community in Morocco so strongly that Morocco until today has, even it's the only Jewish community in the Arab world that has survived even today. It's one of the strange anomalies. The king of Morocco, Hassan, who professes his loyalty to the fellow Arabs, etc., nevertheless was the only one, and has been the only one over the decades, to protect the Jewish community. And to after the 1967 war and after the 1973 war, he sent the police immediately to the Jewish quarter to protect them against any pillaging or Arab mobs. And there is today in Morocco, there still are in Morocco today, over 25,000 Jews. And Chabad still maintains a strong network in Morocco. And the Moroccan government, to the extent that it can, does provide equal rights, etc., towards the Jews. But that Moroccan Jewish community in Fez has existed from the year 850 till today. And the Rif was there, and during the entire